弟兄姊妹们晚安，现在是美国半中国半夜两点钟哈。
Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's about 2 a.m. in Asia time.
很感谢主，让我们整个团队出去平安的回来，非常谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。
We are thankful of the Lord that as the ministry team went out and came back safely.We want to thank all the brothers and sisters for praying for us.
每一次出去都有很多的挑战，也有很多看见神的工作和恩典。
And yes, every time we travel, there are challenges, but at the same time, our eyes are open to see of His work and God's grace.
每一次回来要跟弟兄姊妹见面的时候，你们也是有说不出来的喜乐啊。
And every time I see your face as we return home, there's an unspeakable joy within me.
看你们都还健在，感谢主。
You guys are all doing well. Praise the Lord.
我想这是感恩月，大家都在开始操练感恩。
Again, we're entering the month of Thanksgiving. We're all learning how to and practicing how to give thanks.
感恩是我们对神该有的态度，也是我们lifestyle 应该是。
Being thankful should be our attitude towards God and should be our lifestyle.
我想我今天先不讲感恩，我把感恩留到下次或下下次再讲。
And I'll save Thanksgiving for another time. Maybe the next time I speak.
因为今天是 combine meeting， 我就希望能够跟我们整年的 message 能够有一个很好的打结。
Because today is a combined service, I'd like to have a good conclusion to sum things up for us.
今年年初的时候，在新年同工退休会的时候，我们特别从以西结书看见怎么样子教会能够在主面前活起来。
And at the beginning of the year, during the co-workers retreat, we came and studied through the book of Ezekiel, and we look at the perspective of how the church of God can come alive before God.
所以今天跟十二月的第一个礼拜的 combine meeting， 我会再回到以西结书，用两个意象作为我们今年的一个很好的打结和连结。
And today in the combined service for December, I'm going to come back again to the book of Ezekiel as conclusion for this year.
所以十一月我是用以西结三十七章枯骨复生来看教会的复兴，圣灵里的复兴。
Today I'm going to look at Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bone lives again, and looking at the revival within us.
那么下个月的第一个礼拜，我用以西结书四十七章活水涌流的意象来看见在圣灵里的医治。
And the next month we'll come to the chapter 47. We'll talk about the ever-flowing river of God and talk about the healings of God.
好，那我们看一下今天的经文哈，以西结书。我们读三十七章以前，我们先看一下三十六章。
Now let's come to the scriptures together before we dive into chapter 37. We're going to come into look at chapter 36.
我们从二十四节读到二十七节。
Chapter 36, verse 24 through 27.
但是如果你们回家有时间的话，把它都读完，因为整个复兴的局面其实是在后面写的。
And as you go home, I'd like to ask you to read the entire chapter, and so you can really have a good picture, holistic picture.
但是我今天希望先集中在到底这个复兴怎么样子会能够发生在我们的身上，能够领导我们。
I want to focus today as to how would revival come into our lives.
好，我们读。
Let's read it together.
二十四节开始，我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。请大家特别注意到，在整个以色列的历史里面，他们就是一直没办法活出神的要求。
Please pay attention that for the entire nation of Israel, continually they cannot live up to the requirements of God.
以西结写这卷书的时候，是整个以色列已经亡国，而犹大家也亡国，被掳到巴比伦去了。
Ezekiel, when he wrote this particular book, the nation of Israel and Judah, they both fallen into captivity.
原来被称为至高神的百姓啊，那个属神。
They were called the people of the Most High, but now they are slaves in the land of Babylon.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，当我们读这些经文的时候，我希望不要跟自己太脱节哈。
And I pray that as we're reading these scriptures, we're not separated from the very things that we're reading.
从某一面来说，我们今天在新约里面，我们得救的时候，我们听到了有这么多荣耀的应许，跟神儿女们该有的自由。
And similarly, from a perspective of us hearing the message in the New Testament, we hear of all the promises and all the freedom that's been given to us.
但是我相信在座我们很这个这么多人。蒙恩的年日都不一样了。
And I trust for all of us who are sitting here today, we are all in the grace of the Lord for many different years.
我们对主的认识，生命成熟的程度都不一样。
Our knowledge of Him and our stature before the Lord, we are all different.
但是我决定相信，在我们里面都有一个共同的经历，就是总觉得自己好像没有达到该达到的境界。
But I trust all of us have the same experience that we haven't reached the realm where we're supposed to reach.
或是圣经上所应许的这么多的祝福，好像在我们的身上并不够真实。
Or all the promises that are written in Scripture, they don't seem real in my life.
可能甚至有更多的弟兄姊妹觉得，我今天就跟那些被掳的巴比伦人一样，我根本没有自由，我活在瑕疵的里面。
And many of you may be feeling the same thing as these Israelites. They feel that they are in captivity and they are still slaves.
我们知道什么是神要的，但是我就是活不出来。
We know what God desires, but I cannot live it out.
所以刚刚我们所读过的，就是说那个结束在说使你们可以顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And so the conclusion of the four verses that we read is that you are able to walk in my statutes and you will keep my judgments and do them.
那个 turning point 到底在哪里啊？那个转捩点在哪里？
Where's the turning point? This ability to do so.
好，我们刚刚已经看过，等一下会回来啊。
And we read it already, but we're going to come back.
我们现在读37章第一节到十四节。
Chapter 37, verse 1 through 14.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节，好不好？
The brothers read a verse and the sisters read a verse.
耶和华的灵降在我身上。耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”他又对我说：“你向这些骸骨发预言，说枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉。”皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。于是我遵命说预言，正说的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。主对我说：“人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说：气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。”于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。主对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。所以你要发预言对他们说：主耶和华如此说：我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。民啊，我开你们坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。请大家特别注意到，在这边这个整个枯骨的意象，对以西结来说，对神的百姓来说，就是指望都失去了，不可能的。
And this vision of the valley of dry bones speaks of the hope Within Israel, it is completely gone. They are, they do not exist anymore.
我们在读一小段新约圣经，我们圣经就读到这。我们请翻到哥林多后书第一章。
Let's come to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
就是我们礼拜五读使徒行传的时候，我里面信息曾经提到的。
I have mentioned in the recorded message when we were studying the book of Acts.
就是保罗在以弗所，在亚细亚他所碰到的困难和艰难。
And the difficulty that Paul had faced as he was going through Ephesus and Asia Minor.
第八节
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫使人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。好，我们就读到这。弟兄姊妹，在我们今天读的这一段的经文里面，其实他一开始在三十七章把我们带到一个局面里面。
And in the beginning of chapter 37, we were brought to a place of hopelessness.
虽然这个意象是向以西结开启的
，although this vision was given to Ezekiel.
但是圣经特别记载下来，也是要借着这段经文对我们说话。
The scripture has recorded this particular vision because the Lord wants to speak to us.
虽然他这一段有他预言的这个应验性跟针对性。
And they are prophetic. This is a prophetic message and it has a targeted audience.
针对以色列将来有一天要复国，有一天要在主人面前有真实的复兴。
And it's coming as a prophecy concerning the nation of Israel that one day they will be revived, that they will be brought back as a nation.
但是对我们今天新约的子民来说，
For all of us who are New Testament saints,
这里所发生的救恩已经发生在我们身上了。
The salvation has taken place as described in this chapter has already happened in our lives.
主要把新心、新灵和他的圣灵赐给我们。
The Lord wants to give a new heart, a new spirit.And His Holy Spirit to us.
我们今天知道我们在基督耶稣里面，我们已经得着了这一切。
And we know that in Christ Jesus we have obtained all of these.
以弗所书第二章说到，我们从前是死在罪恶过犯中。
Ephesians chapter 2 says that we were once dead in our trespasses.
但是神却叫我们与基督一同复活。
But God has made us alive in Christ Jesus.
所以这段的圣经其实跟我们新约子民是非常有关的。
So this portion of scripture relates to us, is very relevant to us.
从一面来说，在我们的遭遇上面。
On the one hand, from the, our encounters.
我们可能很多的时候被神带到一些处境，那是很艰难、很困难的处境。
A lot of times we're brought into a situation where it's indeed very difficult.
我们觉得不可能解决了。
And we think it's impossible for us to go through it.
例如说，我们突然诊断发现长了绝症。
And maybe perhaps we're diagnosed with a terminal illness.
或者我们家庭里面出了变故这个感情出问题，父子之间的关系破裂等等。
Or there's a problem in the family within our marriage or a tension between parent and children.
或是你在职场上发生了什么事情，你觉得太难解决了。
Or maybe in your workplace something happened, you find that is.Too difficult for me to overcome.
如果我记得不错的是马丁路德曾经讲过一句话。
If I remember correctly, Martin Luther has said this.
当神要祝福我们的时候
，When God's about to bless us,
他有时候容许我们面对一些的困难。
He will allow us to go through certain difficulties.
当神把我们带进那个不可能解决的局面的时候
，When God brings us into a situation when it looks like it's entirely impossible and hopeless，
是因为他要向我们显神迹的时候
，Because it is a time where He's going to reveal a miracle。
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天在你身上有没有什么难处。
Brothers, I do not know whether there are difficulties in your life right now。
可能是职场上的、家庭上的、健康上的，是你自己性格上带来的问题。
And maybe again your job, your family, or even your own personality is bringing you trouble。
但是神家里面，在教会里面，可能有很多的问题我们解决不完。
And in God's house, in our fellowship, maybe there are problems that we can't resolve.
我们几乎走遍全天下的教会，再好的教会都有问题。
And we've gone through all over the world. We travel all over the world. We've seen a lot of churches, but they all have problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面来说，这些枯骨好像是被带到一个局面，那是一些问题是我们不能解决的。
And brothers, these dry bones seemingly is telling us there are situations where we have no ability to resolve.
如果今天在你身上有这样子的局面，我们感谢神。 神希望主借着这段话对我们说话。
If you are encountering such a circumstance right now, we pray that God would speak to you through these words.
那另外一方面，有的时候不见得是我们所谓的外在的环境。
Secondly, it may not be because of the circumstances that we're in.
而是我们所在乎的是属灵的情形，属灵的光景。
But we care about our spiritual well-being, our spiritual condition.
我们发现对自己属灵的生命充满了死亡，充满了肉体，我们非常的不满意。
We discover that our spiritual condition is we are full of our flesh and we are not satisfied with where we are.
我很希望活在圣灵的自由里面。
We want to live in the realm of the freedom of the Spirit of God.
可是我们不管小组聚会、教会的聚会、教会的侍奉，我们希望它活起来。
Rather it be small groups, our corporate meetings, and our services, Lord, we want to be alive.
我们希望更多在圣灵里面，哦，教会整个教会是活的。
And we pray that we are more indeed more in God, the Spirit of God, that we are alive before God.
但是你却发现你怎么样子的鼓励弟兄姊妹，怎么样子的祷告。
We discover no matter how we encourage one another, how much we pray, we still feel like we're just dead.
啊，上帝都怎么在上面带诗歌，底下就是不张嘴。
And the worship leader is up here with all his strength, all his might, but nobody's opening up their mouth to sing.
我们礼拜五聚会预备了这么多，结果一聚会一进来就好像进了冰箱一样。
Friday night we prepare, and we walk into the gathering. It's almost like we enter into the freezer.
每一个人嘴巴都张不开的，都不肯分享。
Everybody's mouth is wired shut. It's like nobody wants to share.
当你正在讲自己里面预备了这么久的这个很重要的 message 的时候。连一个小孩进来，所有人都在看他，都不听你了。
And you share such a message where you prepare the entire week, and little kid rushes in, and everybody's attention is on him, and nobody hears you anymore.
你会觉得我们到底是在森林里呢，还是我们真的是在天然受造、天然旧造里面
？And then immediately you ask the question: Are we really in the spirit, or are we still in the old creation? We're still in our flesh.
请弟兄姊妹记得一件事啊。
Brothers, I want to ask you to remember this.
在神的眼中
，In the eyes of the Lord.
我们只要不在基督里、不在圣灵里，我们在神的眼中如同死人。
If we are not in the Spirit, if we are not in Christ, we are as those who are dead in the sight of God.
约翰一书讲得清清楚楚的，人有神的儿子就有生命，人没有神的儿子就没有生命。
First John, the Apostle John declares it very clearly: He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life.
哥林多后书第五章也告诉我们，若有人在基督里。他才是新造的人。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
那今天任何的聚会，任何一个人，神所要的是要我们在基督里，在新造里，所有的生活和侍奉。
Any meeting, any one of us, what God desires that we are in Christ, our services are need to be in Christ.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹心里面对这件事情到底在不在乎，重不重视。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you care about this statement.
我们读到以弗所书第二章，我们以为说那是死在罪恶过犯中，那都是犯罪的、败坏的。
When we read Ephesians chapter 2 just now earlier, we thought, oh, when we were dead and trespasses, those are the bad, those are the evil stuff.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们不在基督里，我们都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
And I want to tell you this morning, if we are not in Christ, we are all dead in our trespasses.
以西结被带到一个局面，那是不可能的局面。
So Ezekiel, again, he was brought into this circumstance where it's completely hopeless.
神在异象中把他带到一个很大的平原。
So God in a vision brought Ezekiel into a valley.
整个平原应该是绿草。这个跟这个百花齐争放的地方，应该是很享受的地方。
This valley should be a place of green pasture, of flowers, a place of soothing, a place of comfort.
啊，鸟语花香，什么都应该是最好的地方。
The birds should be singing, the flowers should be blooming, and the fragrance of the flowers.
然后你看以西结说，他说谁知
？And then Ezekiel says, nonetheless.
这个英文好，我先声明一下，英文两个，一个谁知。一个叫做不料，英文都翻不出来。
Pastor is using two expressive terms in the Chinese translation that cannot be found in the English translation.
你还是照中文来翻译哈，
so,
不要管英文了。
I'm going to translate according to the speaker.
他被带到平原去。
And he's brought to the valley.
表示说他原来以为神要叫他看什么，像他从前看见四活物的异象一样。
So he thought maybe God's going to show me something good as if I saw the four living creature.
啊，谁知啊。
But not. unknowing, not knowing. Sorry.
整个平原都是骸骨。
The whole valley is full of bones.
他说极其枯干，而且甚多。
It's exceedingly dry and it is numerous.
就是他突然看到一个局面是，怎么可能会是这样
？And he saw a vision. For him, it's all of a sudden he's realizing how could this be?
弟兄姊妹，那是神开了以西结的眼睛，让他看见神家的情形。
And so God opened the eyes of Ezekiel that he saw the condition of the house of God.
很多时候我们没有这样子的看见。
A lot of times our eyes we do not see.
我们对自己、对家庭、对教会、对这个世代，我们没有这样子的看见。
Concerning our house, concerning ourselves, our household, the house of God in this generation, we don't see these visions.
我们活在死人中间，没有感觉，因为大家都一样死。
We're living among the dead, and we do not sense it as if we are dead.
当神一开以西结眼睛的时候
But when God opened the eyes of Ezekiel,
他才发现神家原来是这个样子。
He discovered all of a sudden this is the condition of God's house.
然后底下接着又有一连串的对以西结是很 surprise 的事情。
And then again, one after another, many things began to surprise this prophet.
神对以西结说：“这些骸骨能够复活吗？”
And the Lord asked Ezekiel, "Ezekiel, can these bones live again?"
要让神问你的话，你怎么回答？回去问生辉。
Go home and ask my wife.
Jeff 呢
Jeff, how would you answer?
讲不出来。有
It's impossible.
有没有人有答案？他说不可能，他至少很真实的回答。Impossible. 还有人呢
Anybody have an answer?
宋学武。啊？你会这样讲。
Nothing's impossible with God, is what our brother would say. 你真的这么相信? Do you truly believe that?
哦，那你不错。
Praise God.
初生之犊不怕虎，他刚信主。
Our brother just came to the Lord, just came in Christ. Praise God.
等到我们越来越多经历到祷告不得答应，神家那么多的失败软弱的时候，还能够讲这样子的话，我就为你感谢主啊！
We start discovering that when prayers aren't answered, and they're still seeing a lot of problems in God's house, we can still answer this way.Praise the Lord, we need to hold fast in such a faith.
以西结比我老练多了。
But Ezekiel, he's a lot more experienced than I am.
要我相信，我信不来，我跟 Jeff 一样，真的信不来，因为甚多，而且极其苦干。
And concerning faith, I'll tell you, I will answer just like my brother Jeff. I can't come to believe that these bones will come to life. They are exceedingly dry.
但是他是神，我又怕得罪他。
But he's God, but I don't want to offend him.
如果我说他不能的话，我也过不去。
If I say,You're not able, then how do I pass that test?
所以以西结就回答了一句 politically correct 的话。
So Ezekiel answered it politically correct.
他说主啊你是知道的。
And he says, Oh Lord, you know.
你知道我信不来，然后你自己又知道你要做什么。
You know that I can't believe it, but you know what you're going to do.
然后神也没有停在这里。
And then God didn't stop there.
神说你要向这些骸骨。说预言，发预言。
And God said to him, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them."
神要以西结有份于这个复兴。
And God wants Ezekiel to be a part of this revival.
其实神可以自己一声下令，全部骸骨起来，对不对
？Very easily, God could have just given a command and caused these dry bones to come to life, right?
神为什么要以西结对骸骨发预言
？Why would God ask the prophet to prophesy to these bones?
神要我们有份于这个伟大的工作。
God wants us to be partakers of this great work.
神没有让它这样子发生，神让它成为一个 process, 一个过程。
God didn't let it happen through a snap of a finger, but God allowed it to happen through a process.
要我们在信心中与我们的神同行。
And that by faith we may walk with our God.
让我们在信心中被提升，又被提升，又被提升。
That by faith we may be lifted up higher and higher and higher.
神说你要对他发预言。
So God said, prophesy to these bones.
而且不仅要让他们发预言，让他们活过来，不是让他们能够长上筋，骨头连接，长上筋，长上肉，长上皮。
That they would put on sinew, they would put on flesh, they would put on skin.
神还说你要对气息。
And then God says to the breath.
要发出预言来，叫风要吹在他们上面。
Prophesy to the four winds that the breath would come upon them.
你知道希伯来字的原文里面这个气跟灵是同一个字啊。
And the original language, this word breath and the spirit is one of the same word.
所以在创世纪里面，神造好亚当以后，神就吹了一口气，就他就成了有灵的活人。
In the book of Genesis, it says when God had made Adam, he breathed on him and he became a living soul.
这也就是三十六章主说我不仅要把心心给你们要把心灵给你们然后把我的灵给你们。
And this is again in chapter 36 when the Lord says, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit, and my spirit.
只有这样子这个死人可以活过来的。
This is the only way when the dead can come to life.
所以在这里 整个恢复的过程里面，神分了两步，一部分叫他对骸骨发预言。
So in the process of this revival, the first stage, God told the prophet to prophesy towards the dry bones.
第二个要对气息发预言。
And secondly, to prophesy towards the breath.
对骸骨发预言，说到对那个枯干、绝望、不可能的局面。做信心的宣告。
And again, to cry out to the dry bones is to cry out by faith to that situation which is impossible.
而不是随便宣告，乃是照着主的应许来宣告。
But not casually, but according to the promise of God.
今天有很多错误的、极端的、一些自称是先知的，他随便发预言，那是很危险。
There are erroneous practices today where they self-proclaim prophets that they would say that they would prophesy in the name of the Lord.
人家病重了，说不要看医生，神说他要起来，我意象中看见他起来了。
And they would say that do not go see a doctor. I've seen in a vision that he will rise, so you don't need to go see a doctor.
结果没有几天，人家死掉了。
A few days later, this man would pass away.
这些事情我们都亲眼看见，亲眼经历过，认识的人就是发生这些事情。
We seen these things, people that we know these things are happening around us.
我们信心的宣告，我们的根基是在于神的应许，神所说的话。
The basis and the foundation of our faith and our proclamation is on the word of the living God.
不管环境怎么变，
it doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
我信神怎样对我说，事情要怎样成就。
I trust no matter whatever God says, He will do it.
对气息发预言，就是对在圣灵里面凭着信心。在这里持守神给的应许。
And prophesying to the breath is by faith upholding to the promises of God.
让神的应许能够落实，能够实现。
That the promises of God may be actualized.
弟兄姊妹，我再回到刚刚来说，骸骨说到那个绝望的局面。
And again, these dry bones, they speak of how desolate and how hopeless the situation is.
不仅神让以西结看见一个绝望的局面。
God not only allowed the prophet Ezekiel to see this vision.
在这个第十一节，他说以色列百姓自己都说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了。
And even the people of Israel, they are saying, indeed, our bones are dry, our hope is lost.
因为以色列北国亡于亚述，南国亡于巴比伦，整个神家全部被掳。
Because the North Kingdom has been captive into Assyria, and the Southern Kingdom has now in captivity in Babylon. The entire nation of Israel is in captivity.
他们认为不可能。
And now everyone is thinking it is impossible.
大概在将近十八年前。
About 18 years ago.
有一次，我跟于师母到中国去服事的时候。
Pastor Nancy and I, we were traveling in China, ministering there.
本来要到东北去的。
We were going to go to the northeast of the country.
结果在祷告里面，神突然不叫我们去了。
And as we were praying, the Lord says, "Don't go in that direction."
本来都已经安排好了，我们把它取消
掉。We had all the arrangements made, but we canceled that arrangement.
你知道这个对我们来说是很难做的一件事情，都已经预备好了。
It is a very difficult decision to make because we've already made all the provisions to go.
结果我们后来发现，真的就是神很清楚的带领，我们还好没有去。
And again, circumstances revealed that it is very clearly God's leading. It's a good thing that we didn't go.
然后很稀奇的事情就是神没有要我们去，我们说主 ，What's next? 下一步去哪里
？And marvelously, as we were asking the Lord, Lord, if you don't want us to go there, then what's the next step?
那是我们刚进中国服事的第二年还第三年，我们没有认识那么多人，也不知道要去哪里。
We just entered into China into ministry. It's about the second or third year that we were there. We didn't know anybody there. We didn'tKnow where we ought to go.
这个主就突然感动我们到江南的一个地方去。
So the Lord asked us to go south to 江南。
然后后来我们去了。
And so we did proceed down that direction.
就很稀奇的一件事情。
And amazingly, something happened.
其实我们不久前才跟他们见过。
And not too long ago, we actually met the brothers and sisters.
但是主却叫我们再回来一次。
And the Lord asked us to go back there again.
所以当我们回来的时候，我记得我那天是我。的第一次讲以西结书三十七章。
And I remember as we went back and we had a sharing with the brothers and sisters there, it was the very first time I spoke on chapter 37 of Ezekiel.
神就把枯骨复生的意象放在我里面，我那天就讲了这篇信息。
And so the Lord has put this particular message in my heart and I share this message with the brothers and sisters that day.
我们也讲了别的信息，但是当我讲到这篇信息的时候。
And yes, I've spoken other messages as well, but when I came and talked about this particular one.
多少的时候我们的指望都失去了。
And so often our hope is at its end.
我们觉得不可能，这个局面不可能。
We look at our circumstances and we keep saying it's impossible, it's impossible.
那我们看到底下好多人就开始流眼泪，甚至哭起来。
And we discover that many people who were listening, they began to shed tears and they began to cry.
那天会后祷告的时候，大家祷告停不下来，好多人放声大哭。
And that day, as we came to conclusion, the prayer just kept going and going. Everybody was just pouring out their hearts, weeping before God.
后来我们比较深的了解他们，原来这个地方是非常复兴，神的工作非常好的。
And we come to discover that this particular locale, there was once a great revival. Brothers and sisters were fervent towards the Lord.
但是在短短的时间里面发生了很多的事情，神家的领袖失败，有一些被神使用的器皿跌倒，然后一些曾经被神使用的器皿彼此之间产生了对立跟对抗。
In a short period of time, a lot of things began to happen. The leadership, they've stumbled and they've fallen, and some of the leadership began to argue and began to have dissensions with one another.
好像弟兄姊妹从这样子属灵高峰一下子这样掉下来了。
And as if the brothers and sisters there, they were at a pinnacle, all of a sudden they've fallen.
所以他们一想到过去，一看到现在，他们都哭了，都觉得不可能。
Think about the past, and when they look at the now, they all begin to weep. They say it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候神把我们带到一些绝对不可能的局面。
So, brothers, a lot of times the Lord would bring us to a place where it's indeed impossible in our sight.
你看，在旧约历史上这么多，举一个例子就好了。西西家这么复兴的时候
，Hezekiah, many examples scripture. Hezekiah went in the time of revival.
那个曾经把北国灭亡的亚述大军突然来围攻耶路撒冷。
And when the Assyrians once again came and surrounded Jerusalem, when they have taken Israel captive.
亚述人在历史上是残忍。
The Syrians, they were cruel. They were a cruel army.
他可以把俘虏一个一个绑起来，像一根一根这个火把一样点火，就这样火烧的。
They can erect men upon a post and light them on fire as they were lanterns on the land.
他可以把孕妇直接剖腹，他可以把人剥皮，他们非常残忍。
They will cut pregnant women open. They will skin people alive.
亚述王的猖狂。他出风扫落叶，没有一个城他打不下来的。
And the Syrian king, he is boastful. He is claiming every city that I take siege, I will take over.
所以当西西家拒绝投降，以赛亚帮助他的时候，亚述的这个拉伯沙基在底下嘲笑他们啊。
So Hezekiah, when he's unwilling to surrender, the leadership of Assyrian, they were mocking and laughing at them.
你看我们中文比较好，我说拉伯杀鸡我都可以记得，他英文就记不得了哈。这个在那边嘲笑说，没有一个国，没有一国的神可以帮助他的百姓能够逃脱亚述的这个攻击。
And they were laughing at the king that no kings in time past were able to deliver them from us.
亚述的愚昧猖狂居然用到神的身上，他说：“难道耶和华？”
And the foolish of this Assyrian leader, he would come and be boastful enough to say, would the Jehovah God be able to deliver you from my hands?
那你晓得那天晚上神只派了一个天使下来，一夜之间杀了185,000个。
So that one particular night, the Lord sends one angel and he slaughtered 185,000.
一个晚上。
One night,
185,000个 muscle men 全部被捣蛋。
Every one of these mighty men, they were slain.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是神圣不可侵犯的神。
Our God is holy, and He should not be despised.
神容许他们经历到一个不可能的环境。
The Lord allowed them to encounter a situation that is impossible in their abilities.
神允许一个这么爱神、敬畏神的西西家跟以赛亚面对一个不可能的局面。
And God allowed the King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah to face the circumstances looks so dreadful and so impossible.
神甚至允许在西西家年间复兴的时候发生这样子的事情。
And God certainly God even allowed this event to happen during a time of revival for the tribe of Judah.
为的是要叫我们认识到底我们所信的神是谁。
That we may know whom we have believed in.
所以当神在这里说，当我开你们坟墓，领你们出坟墓的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华。
And so the Lord says, when I open your grave and lead you out of the grave, then you will know that I am the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，不管为自己、为家庭、为教会，如果你现在碰到一个局面，你自己觉得主啊，不可能，不可能。
Brothers, whether it be for yourself, your family, for our church.Whatever the circumstances, if you come to the place and saying, Lord, it is impossible.
我们里面要不甘心，因为我们所信的神是同一位神。
You can't just compromise and let go so easily because the God whom we believe in is the same God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God.
大卫的神、西西家的神、以赛亚的神是我的神。
The God of David, Hezekiah, and Isaiah, He is also our God.
叫枯骨复活的神也是我的神。
The God who caused these dry bones to come alive, He is also our God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要灰心啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not despair.
但是在36章让我们看到这个复兴的开始有一个非常重要的根基。
So at the beginning of this revival, there's a foundation that must be laid. And we read it in chapter 36.
我只能够把它简单的 summarize 在两个重点上。
And I summarize it on these two key points.
第一个要彻底的悔改归向神。
One, we need to repent completely and return to God.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个复兴不是从悔改归向神开始。
Brothers and sisters, not a single revival begins without repentance.
没有一种的复兴不是从悔改归向神开始。
There isn't any type of revival that doesn't begin with a repentance before God and turning back to God.
如果曾经有人说复兴、复兴、复兴，但是这个教会却容让罪，却不是从悔改开始，弟兄姊妹，这个复兴是人做的。
If people says there was a revival, but it didn't begin with the turning away of sin, then I will tell you it is an outward performance, it's an act that has been displayed out.
个人是这样，家庭是这样，教会是这样，整个世代也是这样。
For individuals, for families, for church, for our generation as a whole, it is the same.
我们一定要从真心的悔改、要归回本地，要被洁净，要脱离一切的污秽，要弃掉一切的偶像。
We must truly repent. We need to return back to our own lands, be sprinkled with clean water, and forsake all filth and all idols.
所以弟兄姊妹，归回在于我们回到神面前。
And returning depends on us coming back to the presence of God.
复兴的临到在于我们真正的悔改。
The coming of revival depends on our true repentance.
而这里的悔改说到脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
And again,Depart from all filthiness and getting rid of all our idols.
有没有任何的罪、任何污秽的今天留在我们里面？
Are there any sins, any filth that is still in our lives?
我在说，没有一个人是完全人。
And I will say again, no one is perfect.
神也没有叫我们从行为着手。
And God did not ask us to begin from our works.
但是弟兄姊妹，神让我们从一个更高的境界着手。
But God wants us to begin from a higher place, a higher realm.
从基督的生命着手。
From the place of the life of Christ.
任何东西被带到基督的面前。
Anything that is brought before Christ.
只要站不住的。
If it cannot stand.
我们都要去对付它的。
We need to deal with it.
一切的污秽都要在主的面前。靠着圣灵我们来对付它。
Any filthiness in our lives by the Holy Spirit, we need to face it and we need to deal with it.
弟兄姊妹， 我知道这样子的信息一般人都不喜欢听。
Brothers, I know this kind of message most people don't like to hear.
尤其当我们在罪恶中的时候我们不喜欢听。
Particularly when we are living in sin, we don't like to hear such a message.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主的面前要能够真实的脱离咒诅，脱离仇敌的偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Brothers, if we really want to flee, if we really want to be set free from destruction, from being killed, be stolen, and be destroyed.
脱离神的愤怒，脱离神的审判。
And to depart from the anger of God and the judgment of God.
我们都需要很勇敢地去面对自己。
Courageously, we need to face ourselves.
面对这位亲爱的救主，他来就是要救我们。
The face is loving Savior. He came for the very purpose to deliver us.
他来就是为了我们犯的罪，为了我们胜不过的罪。
He came because of the sins that we committed, the sins that we cannot overcome.
来到这位爱我们的爸爸面前。
And we come before our Abba Father who loves us.
他为什么要把他儿子赐给我们？
Why would he give us his son?
他为什么要让他儿子受这么大的苦？
Why would he allow his son to endure such?
为什么容许他的儿子被罪恶这样子的玷污跟压伤呢？
Such pain to be defiled and be bruised by sin.
因为他知道我们没有办法。
Because he knows it is impossible for us.
前一阵子我在台湾跟中国讲道的时候，我就讲到我上次跟碰到一个休斯顿太空总署的科学专家。
I was speaking to brothers and sisters in Taiwan and in China that I came to meet a brother from a scientist in Houston.
然后我跟他求证一个数据，结果他告诉我的是远超过我所知道的。
I asked him to confirm a particular number for me, but what he told me surpassed what I had understood.
他说整个宇宙。
Is it the whole universe?
有一千亿个像太阳系这样子的，一千亿个 100 billion。
There are 100 billion galaxies, solar system, galaxies.
对，只有银河系，对的。
Solar systems like us.
那个 银河叫什么
？Galaxy，
没有
Galaxy。
OK， Galaxy。 然后整个宇宙又有1000亿个像银河系这样子的。所以我刚刚讲一个 M 开头也叫
Milky Way，
Milky Way。
OK， and within
光这个银河系就有1000亿个像 star、okay. 像太阳系这样子的。
Within our galaxy, there is 100
billion
solar systems like ours.
然后整个 universe 有1000亿个像银河系这样子的。
And there are 100 billion in the universe of the galaxy that is like ours.
你能够想象吗
？Can you imagine that?
而我们的神说有就有，命立就立。
And when our God speaks and it comes to be，
当他说有的时候，宇宙全部出现了。
When He spoke, the whole universe came to be。
啊，用他的话就托住，用他全能的命令托住了万有。
And by His word, by His command, all things are held in place, are sustained。
啊，这么伟大的神
，As such an awesome God。
他的能力，他的伟大，还不是显在创造上而已。
And his great and his might is not just simply displayed in his creation.
创造他用话就出来了。
And his creation, he could make it come to be just by his words.
他最大的伟大显在他对我们的爱。
His greatness is displayed through his love for us.
怎么可能这么渺小的人，这么败坏的人，他居然爱我们
？Such a corrupt, puny people like us that he would love us.
他居然愿意把他的爱子为我们舍了。
That he would give his beloved son for us.
地球在整个宇宙里面，真的是连整个世界的沙海沙中的一粒都比不上的。
The earth, in comparison to everything that is in the universe, cannot even be compared with a grain of sand to all the sand in this world.
不要说地球上的你跟我了。
Not to say you or I who are on this planet.
弟兄姊妹，如果神开我们眼睛，我们觉得这真是 amazing grace.
And brothers and sisters, if God truly opened our eyes, that we may see how amazing is this grace.
他肯为我死。
He would die for me.
不仅仅为我的罪死。
Not only die for my sins.
他肯为我活，坐在我的心，坐在我的心中，成为我的生命。
He's willing to live for me, that he would dwell in me and become my life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们想到这些，我们就觉得主啊，我跟你的救恩差太远了。
And brothers, when we begin to meditate upon these things, we will come to the conclusion, God, I am so far from being the fullness of the salvation.
我们今天把福音、把救恩讲得太低了，只是人信耶稣罪得赦免。然后有永恒的盼望。
And we lowered the gospel which we speak, that man come to faith in Christ, they would have their sins forgiven, they would have eternal hope.
有一个更重要的救恩。
There's a more important aspect of salvation.
是仇敌一直蒙蔽我们，不要我们看见，不要我们进入的。
The enemy has blinded us for keeping us from entering in.
上个礼拜嘉诚弟兄在这里讲到，昨天半夜我们睡不着，起来听信息。
Our brother Timothy, he was here last Sunday speaking. We couldn't sleep last night, so we listened to what he shared.
实际上第一面他代替我们。
On the cross, first fold, he took our place.
他替我们死，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
He died for us. All of our sins was placed upon him.
你我没有一个罪要在自己背，全在耶稣的身上呢。
Every single one of our sins, yours and mine, is upon him.
他不光是代替，代替只是一个根基，让我们可以来到神的面前。
Not only was he the scapegoat, not only was he to represent us, that he could stand before God.
他是代表我们，他要替我们活。
He also now represents us. He's going to live for us.
这个心灵要进到我们里面。
This new spirit is going to enter into us.
这个圣灵要进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
And the Holy Spirit is going to enter into us, and it will be our new life.
所以，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以，人重生必须借圣灵。
And so man to be born again must.Go through the Holy Spirit.
同样，我们任何的生活、行为、思想、性情，要被神喜悦、被神接纳，若不是借着圣灵，没有办法到神面前。
Similarly, every aspect of our life, our thought life, what we do, our deeds, and the things that we do, unless they are through the Holy Spirit, they cannot be accepted by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要悔改归向神。
So brothers, we all need to repent and return to God.
除掉一切的污秽。
And to do away with all the filthiness.
弃掉一切的偶像。
And get rid of all the idols.
然后这个时候。
And now.
心灵圣灵 进来来代替我们，充满我们。
This new heart, the new spirit, and the Holy Spirit will enter in to take over, to replace us.
底下三十七章的局面就出现。
And then chapter 37, this particular vision is coming true.
我们才可能从枯干的骸骨变成耶和华的军队。
It is only then can we become the great army of God from the dry bones.
从没有生命不仅变成有生命，而且是刚强得胜的生命。
Not only from the place where we have no life to the place we are alive, now a life that is victorious.
从那样散成一团的骸骨变成耶和华的军队，那么合一，带着使命，带着能力。
And these loose dry bones are now standing as the army of the living God with a commission.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人也都希望我的骸骨能够活过来。
And brothers and sisters, we individually we are crying out, "Oh Lord, let these dry bones live."
那可能我们的家庭里面充满了骸骨。
Perhaps in our family we discover dry bones.
我希望主也开我们眼睛。希望我们教会都脱离一切死亡的情形。
And I pray that the Lord will open our eyes, that we as a church, that we may be set free from these conditions of death.
当以西结凭着信心宣告神的应许的时候。
So Ezekiel by faith, he proclaims the promises of God.
他说不料。
Unknowingly.
你看又翻不出来哈，他们只能翻到 behold 啊，中文叫不料。
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, amen. 完全没想到。
It was out of his expectations.
而且他在这里讲到，他说我正说预言的时候，不料。
And he says, as he was prophesying unexpectedly.
弟兄姊妹 ，whenever 任何时候，只要我们用信心来回应神，属灵的复兴就开始发生。
And whenever we start to respond to God with an act of faith, revival begins.
他说，当我正说预言，我一开口说预言的时候。不料事情就发生了。
It says, as I was prophesying unexpectedly, something began to happen.
当然，可能在我们的经历里面，不见得每一个 turning around 都是这样子 dramatically 哈，都是这样子戏剧性的发生。
And perhaps in our own experiences, things do not happen this dramatically all the time.
但是当我们凭信心的时候，只要用信心回应神的应许，事情就发生。
But by faith, whenever we respond to God's request, something's going to happen.
在那个看不见的境界里面，它其实都在发生。
And in the realm of the unseen, something is happening.
我们不就读了门口，彼得说：“金和银我都没有。”我只把我所有的给你。
As we read earlier in Acts, Peter and John says, "Gold and silver I have none, but what I have I give unto you."
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to rise up and walk.
当使徒用信心，当这个瘸腿用信心的时候，事情就发生了。
When the apostle by faith and this lame person by faith, they came and act upon their faith, something happened.
那个生来瘸腿的，一直当乞丐的，就起来站着跳着赞美神，跟他们进圣殿去了。
He who was lame, he stood up, praising and dancing and leaping, and entered into the temple praising God.
整个局面被 turn around.
The entire circumstances has been turned around.
所以弟兄姊妹，神借着这样子的事情，让以西结看见。
And again, something like this, God caused the prophet Ezekiel to see.
也是让我们每一个人看见。
That all of us, our eyes may be open to see.
我们的神是能够开我们坟墓的神。
Our God is the one who is able to open the grave.
我们的神是能够领我们出坟墓的神。
He can lead us out of the graves.
这一切的作为是要叫我们认识我们所信的到底是谁。
And all of these things are done so that we may know whom we have believed in.
在他没有难成的事情。
In him, nothing is impossible.
而他希望复兴临到全地。
And he desired fervently that revival would come to the whole land.
到了新约，主耶稣也是这样子说，巴不得这个火全面烧起来。
In the New Testament, Jesus is crying out, "How I long that this fire would burn!"
弟兄姊妹，神希望教会复兴，神希望你的家复兴，神希望我们每一个人都复兴。
Brothers and sisters, God desires that His house, your family, we individually, we will all be revived.
我们希望我们每一个人在主的面前。
And we pray every single one of us.
我们从真实的悔改归向神开始。
Of a true repentance that we would come and turn back to God.
我们勇敢地求主光照我们，洁净我们，除去我们一切的污秽。
Courageously ask the Lord, "Lord, your light come upon me. Show me the filth that I could get rid of them by your grace."
让我们弃绝一切的偶像。
And that I may forsake all the idols in my life.
当我们被洁净的时候。
And again, when we are cleansed.
就是我要把新心给你。
And then God says, "I will give you a new heart."
我要把新灵给你。
I will give you a new spirit.
然后我要将我的灵给你。
And then God says, "I will put my spirit in you."
弟兄姊妹，有什么祝福比得上这个？
Brothers, what blessings can compare to these?
他不仅用肉心代替实心啊。
And not only did he replace a heart of flesh with a heart of stone.
你们觉得实心有什么特点？
What are the characteristics of a heart of stone?
Amy, 你觉得？
Amy? Heart of stone, characteristics.
No feeling, 非常好哈。
Very
no feeling.
Good. No feelings.
你觉得最近读经听到唱诗 no feeling 的，我不要叫你举手了。
We're not going to pick on Amy anymore. When we're reading, when we're singing, when we're in our meetings, no feelings.
免得不料骸骨甚多。
Unexpectedly, maybe we see too many dry bones all of a sudden.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经多久对饼杯 no feeling?
For how long?Have we lost our sense of feelings when we come before the Lord's table?
我们多久对恩膏的教训 no feeling?
And for how long have we been numb and have no feeling concerning the anointing of God?
我们多少时候对谎言、对犯罪、对发肉体 no feeling?
And how often concerning lies, concerning the outpouring of our own flesh, we have no feelings?
还有没有别的？
Anything else?
还有什么特点？
A heart of stone. Anything else?Nothing goes in, nothing goes out.
Nothing goes in, 对，很好啊。他死的，他不是活的。
And it is dead, it is no longer alive.
没有反应的。
It doesn't respond.
还有什么？
Anything else?
刚硬嘛。
Stubborn, stubbornness.
改不了的。
We can't change.
我就是这样。
That's the way I am.
你想怎样？
What are you going to do?
难道你没有罪吗？
Aren't you a sinner too?
你为什么要管我？
Why do you want me to?
你为什么不先改？
Be holy. Why don't you change first?
为什么你要我改？
Why do you want me to change first?
为什么我们里面很硬的？
And brothers and sisters, we're very hard. We're very stubborn.
话也硬，灵也硬，表情也硬。
Our words, our spirit, our attitude, our facial expression.
神用心心。用肉心代替实心，用心心代替我们的旧心。
That God takes a heart of flesh to replace that heart of stone, and a new heart to replace that heart of flesh.
他用心灵代替我们的旧灵。
And with a new spirit to replace the old spirit.
记得当神创造亚当的时候，亚当成为有灵的活人。
And when God created Adam, he became a living being.
然后神说，你吃这个果子的日子必要死。
And God said to him, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃吃的那个果子，人没有死，表示他的灵死了。
Adam and Eve, when they ate of the fruit, physically they did not die, but their spirit died.
灵是用来敬拜神的，灵是用来跟神交通的。
Now that spirit is for the purpose of fellowship and worship towards God.
所以从那一天，亚当的后代，旧造的后代，灵其实是死的。
And from that day forward, the descendants of Adam that became fallen to stay with that spirit is now dead.
当我们悔改归向神的时候，我们的灵活过来了。
And when we have repented and returned to God, that spirit now has been made alive.
我们跟主有交通了。
We now can enter into fellowship with God again.
我们对神有感觉了。
And we now have sense and we can feel God.
我们里面开始敬拜他了。
We now begin to worship Him.
这是心灵来取代了那个已死的旧灵。
And this is where the new spirit replaces the old spirit that was once dead.
而在这个新心心灵被神洁净过的。
And in this new spirit that has now been cleansed by God.
主说我要把我的圣灵赐给你。
And then God says, I will give unto you my Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天在座的每一个人，你要知道我里面有圣灵。
Brother and sister, every single one of us who are sitting here, we ought to know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
你要不要对隔壁说，你知道吗？圣灵住在我里面。
Say to the person next to you, do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in me?
要说啊。
Say it.
讲得不够兴奋了哈。
You are not excited enough as you're saying it.
你应该说，你知道吗？
Do you know?
圣灵住在我里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in me.
而且永远住在我的里面。
And He is there to stay forever.
他要成为我的生命能力和力量。
He's to be my life, my power, my everything.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个喜事，大喜的信息。
This is the news of great joy.
弟兄姊妹，枯干的骸骨要活过来。
And these dry bones are coming alive.
所以在这里，我们看见神叫以西结凭着信心宣告神的应许。
And so again, God tells the prophet Ezekiel by faith, proclaim His promises.
借着神的话。
By the word of God.
气息对圣灵祷告，主的灵来，所以复兴能够生复兴的强度跟持久是在乎主的话跟主的灵。
The severity, the strength of this revival, and the duration of this revival all hinge upon the word of God and the coming of the Spirit of God.
你去看教会两千年来的历史啊。
Go look over the past 2,000 years in church history.
陆陆续续教会都有复兴的故事。
And we've seen stories of revival.
但是复兴有的短，有的长。
And some are shorter, some are longer.
复兴有的范围很小，有的范围很大。
Some boundaries of revival are very confined, some are very broad.
有的复兴甚至跨越世代的。
Some revival also extends beyond generations.
但是你发现在教会历史里面，那个复兴的强度、复兴的高度、复兴的长度、复兴的广度，都跟主的话、主的灵发生绝对的关系。
And you discover the depth, the width, the height, the volume of that revival has everything to do with the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
它不是只是一时的感觉跟兴奋而已。
It is not a momentary feeling, just an excitement at the time.
它是那么强的建立在主的话上。
But it is so strongly anchored upon the Word of God.
他们是那么深的借着祷告，让圣灵持续的做工在他们
身上。It's such deep prayer that they're crying out to God, God, you will work continuously.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神真的帮助我们。
So, brothers, we ask for the Lord's help.
神是全能的神。
Our God is the Almighty God.
神从来没有改变过。
He has never changed.
你看我们买会所的时候，多少时候是不可能的局面。
And from, just look at the experience that we encounter as we purchase this place. We time and time again enter into situations that looked impossible.
那时候在教会里面常听到的祷告就是：我信神怎样对我们说，事情要怎样成就。这个叫做信心的宣告。
Oftentimes the prayer that was proclaimed during that time is, God, whatever you say, we will believe it.
不管英特尔反对，不管周围公司反对，不管律师几次打电话来说，连买都不要买，连想都不要想。
It doesn't matter whether Intel has declared that they're not going to support, our neighbors not going to support, even lawyers calling us and tell us, don't even think about it.
但是我们说，神怎样对我们说，事情要怎样成就。
And we say, however the Lord has spoken, He will bring it to pass.
难处是真的。
The difficulties are real.
反对是真的。
The resistance and the challenges are real.
但是在为至高神的应许面前，它都要成为虚假。
But before the promises of the living God, they are all false.
它都是暂时的。
They are all temporal.
主要把它 turn around.
The Lord is going to turn it around.
而那个关键在于我们归向神。
And that turning point has everything to do with us turning to Him.
归向那个转捩点在于我们对神信而顺服。
That turning point is hinged upon us trusting and obeying.
求神借着我们这样子的态度，
and we pray that through this hard attitude,
借着主的话、主的灵来改变我们。
Through the Word of God and the Spirit of God, He would change and transform us.
所以刚才我们读的哥林多后书，保罗说他从前已经觉得活命的指望都没有了。
In 2 Corinthians, we read earlier, he thought that we were dead.
哎，我断定我自己也是必死的。
And I've even judged that I am dead.
他说叫我们不再靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
That we would learn not to trust ourselves, but trust in Him who raises the dead.
所以到了最后，当他写提摩太后书的时候
，So when he came to write 2 Timothy,
他说我深知道我所信的是谁。
And he can conclude and pen, I know whom I have believed in.
我也知道他要保全我所交托他的。
And he will keep that which I've committed unto him.
有一个生意人失败得非常惨啊。
There was a businessman that he lost severely.
所有那么大的财富全部没有了。
All of his wealth, he lost it all.
妻子也要离开他，所有人都离弃他。
His wife left him, everyone left him.
他准备要自杀。
And he was on the verge of committing suicide.
因为连活命的指望都没有。
Because he's lost all hope of living.
觉得不可能东山再起了。
And he says, "It is possible for me to start and rise again."
所以当他那天准备自杀的时候
，And that day was when he was about to commit suicide.
他在纽约的街上漫无目的的在那里走路。
He was walking aimlessly in the streets of New York.
他突然看到那边有一个 seminar， 一个讲座。
And he saw that there was a seminar that was being given.
我忘记了那天他上面提的有一个题目啊。
And there was a theme that was given.
就是 something like 你怎么样子让你起死回生。
And it was, I can't remember the exact words, but how do you come back to life? How do you be restored again?
他进去听他也听不进去。那些道理对他来说不 work。
He sat down, he began to listen, but he said, none of these things work for me.
结束的时候他正要走。
At the conclusion, he was about to leave.
突然有一个人追过来。
All of a sudden, somebody ran up to him.
他说：“先生，你现在是不是在一个很大的 trouble， 一个大的困难里面？”
He said, "Mister, are you in a great trouble right now?"
他说：“是的。”
He said, "Yes, I am."
他说：“没有人可以帮助我。”
He said,
我已经没有盼望。
He says, "No one can help me. I am without hope."
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得这是不是我们的写照。
And I don't know if that's the writing that is in our lives.
所以这个人就对他讲。
And so this man said to him,
他说我今天很忙，我很想陪你多谈谈，但我今天没有空。
He says, I am really busy today, but I really want to spend some time with you to talk with you.
你愿不愿意明天，例如说明天早上十点钟，就在这里等我，我跟你多谈谈。
Tomorrow at 10 in the morning, can we come back? Can you come back here? We'll meet again and I'll chat with you.
他想反正要死的不差一天，他说好。
He's, and the man says, well, I'm going to commit suicide anyway. What's another day? He said, fine.
而且第二天早上，他想这个人可能随便答应他，没想到他来的时候，那个人等在那里。
And when he came back to this place, he thought this man who was going to promise to talk to him, he thought he just made the promise in casual, but he actually was there.
他看到他以后就说上车上车。
And he saw him and he said, come on to my car.
所以这个人就开车带他从纽约开出去了。
So this man, went on a journey, went out of the state of New York.
他开到郊外去。
And they went to the wilderness.
然后又开到山里面去了。
And they went up to the mountain.
他想我是不是碰到什么黑手党啊，什么坏人。
And he said, who did I just get in the car with?
他说反正要钱没有，要命一条。
And he said, well, if he wants my money, I have none. If he has he wants my life, well, he can have it.
他随便他。
Whatever he wants to do.
没想到他开到深山里面，开到一个墓园，哈，一个 cemetery.
And he went deep into the mountains and came to a cemetery.
呀，进去以后，整山整个 hill 都是坟墓，都是墓碑哈。
And that whole hill was covered in stone, tombstones.
他想看来真的是碰到黑手党了。
And he said, I probably met some serial killer.
在这边把我做掉了。
He's gonna do away with me.
没想到到了一个斜坡的时候，这个人停下来。
And not knowingly, when they came to a hill, he stopped.
他说：“你下来。”
So come on down.
所以这个很沮丧的人就跟着他站在那个一个 valley， 全部都是墓碑，整片的哈，上千的。
So this man got out of the car as he was standing at the edge of the valley. He was looking across the valley. There were thousands of tombstones covering that valley.
他说：“你说你有很严重的问题 ，right？”
He says, "You have a serious problem, right?"
他说：“是。”
He says, "Yeah."
他说：“让我告诉你。”
Now, let me tell you something.
躺在这里的每一个人再也没有问题了。
Everyone who's lying here, they have no more trouble.
听得懂吗
？Do you understand?
躺在这里的每一个人再也没有问题了。
Everyone who's lying here, they no longer have any problems.
你现在只要还有生命，你就还有机会。
As long as you have life, you have an opportunity.
你只要还有生命，你就有学习长进的机会。
As long as you have life, you have opportunity to learn, you have opportunity to grow.
弟兄姊妹，我不管这个故事是不是基督徒的故事。
I don't care whether this story is of a Christian story nature or not.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹，就算死了，在神面前都还可以活过来。
And brothers, I want to tell you, even if we are dead, we can be made alive in the presence of God.
不要说我们还活着。
Not to say that we are still alive.
我们还可以来归向神，可以悔改认罪归向神。
We can still turn, we can still repent and turn back to God.
让神所有的这个伤心，神的不愉，在我们身上的管教都离开我们。
That all the hurt and all the pain, all the discipline that God has in our lives, they can actually be taken away.
让主的灵重新来充满我们。
That the Spirit of God once again would fill me up.
让我们在基督里成为新造的人。
That in Christ I may be a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都成为新的。
That all the old has passed away, everyone, everything has become new.
神是开我们坟墓的神。
God is the God who opens the grave.
神是领我们出坟墓的神。
He is the one who leads us out of the grave.
神是使骸骨成为极大军队的神。
He's the one who turns dry bones into an exceedingly great army.
亚伯拉罕所信的神是叫死人复活的神。
The God whom Abraham believes in is the one who's able to cause the dead to rise.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
转眼望耶稣。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
把我们从一切的难处、一切自己的软弱、自己的失败、环境的不可能，转向这位坐在宝座上的神。
All of our circumstances, all the impossibilities, all of our weaknesses, all of our frailty, we come and look at the one who sits on the throne.
我们在信心里面宣告神的应许。
And by faith, we proclaim all of His promises.
我们在圣灵里面借着祷告来实现神的应许。
In the Spirit of God, through prayer, we come and actualize His promises.
让复兴临到我们。
That revival would come to his house.
临到我们每一个人的家。
Would come to our house.
临到我们每一个人的身上。
Come into our lives.
更是能够临到这个时代。
But more importantly, into this generation.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
God, how we thank you.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候
，that while we were still dead in our sin and our trespasses，
你就叫你的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
That your son died on the cross for us，
为了让我们可以归回到你的面前。
That we may return before your presence，
让我们的罪可以得到解决。
That our sins may be dealt with，
但是主啊，你的救恩不停在这里。
But Lord, thank you that your salvation did not stop here。
你要叫我们与基督一同复活。
You want us to be made alive with Christ，
让我们活着不再是。
That is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That this resurrected life will cause this dry bone to become an army of the Lord. That I am a useful vessel in the hands of God. Lord, I commit myself and everyone here unto your hands. And when this earth is covered with death，
让你的家中充满了生命。
We pray that in your house there is life to be found。
让全地充满骸骨的时候，你的家中充满了耶和华的军兵。
When the whole land is full of dry bones， we pray that in your house there is a living army standing before you。
主啊，因你活着，让我们能够勇敢地去面对明天。
And Lord, because you live, give us strength to face our tomorrows。
因为复活的主掌管我们的每一天。
Because the resurrected Lord holds every tomorrow。
主也要替我们活。
And you are going to live for us.
我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.